This is station PCJ of Philips Radio, broadcasting on 31 meters, our weekly Friday program, which only lasts for 60 minutes.
Estación de la Alegría, The Happy Station Show. Hello everyone, hello everywhere. Welcome again to another edition of The Happy Station Show, this time broadcasting to listeners in South America and the Caribbean on 9,955 kilohertz in the 31-meter band, and of course around the world being streamed by WRMI at www.wrmi.net. Keith Powell here with you all the way in Taipei, Taiwan. In the control room is our technician Kevin Lee and our production assistant Johan Backer. Now, as I was preparing this edition of the show, I was trying to think, How about we do something a little bit different? And different in the sense that we're going to do a little bit of traveling. The traveling is going to be in the way of music and some of my own personal stories having traveled to many different countries. As you know, pretty soon, the summer, is just a few months away, and people will be traveling around the world on summer vacations and everything else, right? So, let's say this is like kind of a summer preview travel. I hope it is anyway. Coming up on today's show, to really put ourselves in the mood of traveling, I have a treat for you. The one and only Eddie Starts with a segment that he recorded in 1959 for The Happy Station about his travels to the Far East, and we'll bring you that later on in the show. All right, now, the only way that I could think of kicking off today is with a piece of music that is, well, it's played all around the world. It's played by jazz musicians. I've even heard a rock version of it. It's called, actually, oddly enough, Around the World. So, to kick off the Happy Station Around the World travel tour, here is Around the World, Chiquita and his Cuatro Brass on the International Happy Station. We'll be right back. Oh, that was putting me in the mood for sure. All right. You're listening, of course, to the International Happy Station. By the way, our website is www.pcjmedia.com. That's www.pcjmedia.com. And we also have a poll going at the Happy Station website. And it's a question, and you just have to answer, and then we'll give the results at the beginning of February. The question is, who is your favorite Happy Station host? Again, who is your favorite Happy Station host? Is it A, Eddie Starts, B, Tom Meyer, C, Pete Myers, D, Jonathan Gruber, or E, yours truly? So go and vote. And if you haven't been to the website in a while, you'll notice something different there. And that is, there's a window for Live 365, and that is because pretty soon, very soon actually, the date I will keep under my hat for the moment, we are going to have a PCJ radio station with all kinds of wonderful, wonderful shows. It's not going to be all Happy Station, by the way. I should just let you know right now. That would be just a little too much. We are, however, running right now two Happy Station shows back-to-back with some jingles and IDs just to work out the software and to make sure there's no bugs with the program that we're using. So do check it out, but I will be making the announcement very soon when we will start that. Now, I'll tell you some of the programs, okay? One of the shows is the Stuff File program with Peter Anthony Holder, who's been a guest on our show. As You Like It with David Monson, a very off-the-beat classical music show. Nash Hollis with Paulette Macquarie. Finally Fridays with Neil Hendrickse, which is going to come from South Africa. And let me see, of course, Happy Station will be there. There's going to be a program from Radio Netherlands and also a program from Radio Deutsche Welle. And you'll be also hearing some segments from Bob Zanotti, from his Switzerland in Sound website. So stay tuned to find out more details on that. All right. At the beginning of the show, I said today's program was concerning traveling. Now, I have been very fortunate that I have been able to travel a fair amount. Now, you may or may not know, I'm originally from Canada, but I haven't lived in Canada full-time for about 19 years. The last time I went back for a visit was in 2004, 6 years ago. I think I should go back for a visit sometime soon. But I've been very fortunate to actually be traveling to a number of places. One question that I get asked quite often is, which place do I have the most fondness for? Well, that's a very difficult one. But I have to tell you, there is a special place in my heart for Cuba, where I spent 3 years working for Radio Havana Cuba and living in Havana. I have to tell you, that was probably the most exciting place that I've ever lived in. It was phenomenal. I had a great time there. The people are wonderful. The food was wonderful. And the working environment was also great as well. Think about this. Imagine you had the kind of job like I did, right? You wake up maybe 10 o'clock in the morning. You go to the beach. You spend a couple of hours there. You go back home. You get changed. Then you go to work. And then on the weekends, what do? You go to the beach again. Basically, that was the kind of routine that I had. And Havana is a city that has a special place in my heart. And so does Cuba, because of the warmth and the kindness of the Cuban people, who I have a tremendous amount of respect for. So our next piece of music is a song that is definitely associated with Cuba. It's a very popular song called Guantanamera. Now, the lyric version of the song, or rather the vocal version of the song, is based on a poem from Cuban poet José Martí. And the opening line is, Yo soy un hombre sincero, which you probably know because I think Pete Seeger did a version of that song in Spanish. But we're going to listen to a different version right now. It's an instrumental version by Jeff Love and his orchestra, Guantanamera, here on the International Happy Station. Jeff Love and his orchestra with Guantanamera here on the International Happy Station. Now, I've been living in Asia for almost 11 years now. And since I've been here, I've had a chance to visit a number of countries in Asia. I lived in China for quite some time, but I did travel to Japan, South Korea, Thailand. Oh, by the way, even North Korea, which was, that could be a whole different show. Malaysia, Singapore, Sri Lanka, Cambodia, Vietnam, and many other places. Now, about 2 years ago, I had an absolutely wonderful trip. I went for 3 weeks down under. Now, what does down under stand for? Well, that, of course, is Australia. And I was very fortunate to be able to take the new Airbus, the A380. So we left Beijing on Air China to Singapore, and then from Singapore all the way down to Sydney on the Airbus A380. And it was, for me, the most exciting thing, because I happen to love aircraft, and I think the A380 is probably the most beautiful airplane ever made and ever designed. It is absolutely huge, but I'll tell you this, it is so comfortable and just a joy to travel on. And if you ever have a chance to fly on Singapore Airlines, you are in an experience of a lifetime. It's not, you know, the little cramped seats with flight attendants that are 300 years old with six layers of makeup on. The Singapore Airlines flight attendants are very slim, slender, very, very beautiful girls who look after every need that you may have while during the flight. Well, not every need, but that's a different story. But anyway, going to Australia, I tell you this, it was the most beautiful country that I've ever been to. Sydney was great. Melbourne, Brisbane. The food there is astonishing. The people are wonderful. The culture is very unique because it really is Australian. You know, I mean, for many years, And especially at one time, Australia, because it's so far away from everything else, you know, its own culture really developed and is thriving. So to segue into our next piece of music, a song that is very, well, synonymous with Australia. You may be thinking it is Waltzing Matilda. No, it isn't. It's a different song by Australian comedian Rolf Harris. He composed a song called Timey Kangaroo Down Sport. Now, as I was looking for this song, which I have, I came across another arrangement, which is very unique and very different. It's by the new Christy Minstrel Singers. Here they are with Tie My Kangaroo Down Spart on the International Happy Station. G'day, mate. Off to Australia.
Watch me wallabies feed. They're a dangerous breed, mate, so watch me wallabies feed all together now.
Tiny kangaroo down spot, tiny kangaroo down, tiny kangaroo down spot, tiny kangaroo down.
Keep me cockatoo cool, curl, keep me cockatoo cool. Don't go acting the fool, curl, just keep me cockatoo cool all together.
Tiny kangaroo down.
Take me koala back. He lives somewhere out on the track. So take me koala back.
Down spot.
So he tanned his hide when he died blind.
And that's it, hanging on the shed.
Oh, yeah.
Tiny kangaroo down spot. Tiny kangaroo down. Tiny kangaroo down spot. Tiny kangaroo down.
A very unusual arrangement of the Rolf Harris classic Timey Kangaroo Down Sport, there performed by the New Christy Minstrel Singers. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to the International Happy Station, broadcasting to listeners in South America on 9,955 kHz in the 31-meter band, and of course to listeners in the Caribbean. Check us out online at www.pcjmedia.com. And if you're a member of Facebook, go and feel free to add me as one of your friends. My first name is Keith, my family name is spelled P-E-R-R-O-N, and if you want to join the Happy Station Facebook page, just do a search for PCJ Media or The Happy Station Show, click on Join the Group, and that's all you need to do. Now, at the beginning of the show, I mentioned I have a treat for you. The treat is, we're going to take a listen to Eddie Starts. In the 1950s, Eddie did a tour of the Far East, and for the Happy Station, he did a number of segments on the countries that he visited, like, for example, Japan, Thailand, and many, many others. The one we're going to take a listen to is in my neck of the woods. It's a place that I've been to a few times, and in fact, I'm going there again this summer, which is going to be extremely hot, and that is Manila, the capital of the Philippines. So here is Eddie Starts talking about his visit to Manila, Philippines, from 1959.
I judge a small quarter hour will take the little talk we have before us. Those not interested in the talk, please tune out, look for some music, and kindly come back again in about 14, 15 minutes, I judge. All right, thank you very much. And now here is Around the World in 20 Days. Report on Manila, Philippine Islands. Well, friends, this is my third report, as I said, on my trip around the world by KLM. After my return, you heard the description of the flight over the pole to Alaska and Tokyo. Then, last Sunday, my report on Japan. Today, we are flying to Manila. Now, just to get your mental geography and geographical position set up right, the Philippine Islands lie some 2,400 miles southwest of Tokyo. Right south of Japan, there is Okinawa, the famous island, Okinawa. Then more to the west, towards the Asian mainland, there is Formosa. And southeast of Formosa, there is the Philippine Sea, one of the many seas of the immense Pacific. The flight from Tokyo to Manila lasts some 7.5 hours. We flew through the night on a super constellation. Now and then it was a bit bumpy, but for the major part, it was smooth flying. No real typhoons to speak of under us. I don't like typhoons anyway, do you? It was about 6:30 in the morning when we touched ground in early daylight on the Manila airfield. Gee, it was hot and damp all right here, even so early in the morning. These were the real tropics, only a meridian and a half from the equator. But the country was beautiful, as I soon should discover. Now, ladies and gentlemen, before I start really describing, here is some general information first. The Philippines are a large archipelago of some 7,000 islands. The largest and most important ones are Luzon, where we landed, and Mindanao, in the south. Other large islands are Samar, Negros, Palawan, Panay, Mindoro, and Leyte. Yes, Leyte, where the famous landing took place during the war, remember? The total area is 115,000 square miles. Population, almost 22 million. The Filipinos basically belong to the Malay race. 10% of the population, of the total, I mean, are of Chinese origin. And the rest are Negritos. Negritos. A dark race living in the mountain regions. Manila and the adjacent city of Quezon, Quezon is written Q-U-E-Z-O-N, Quezon, have a population of about 2 million people. For some 350 years, these islands, which were discovered by Magellan in the beginning of the 16th century, were possessions under the crown of Spain. From 1899 until 1946, they were American. Now the Philippines are an independent nation. Their president's name is Garcia. Before him was Magsaysay. The country's language is Tagalog. Tagalog. Written T-A-G-A-L-O-V. Tagalog. A certain dialect of Malay. But in the cities, also much English is spoken, while Spanish is still prevalent in many families, especially within the old families and in the higher circles. Manila, with an excellent harbor along its broad bay, is a fairly large city as tropical, real tropical towns go. It is spread out over a large area, as there is room enough. The town has suffered tremendously during the last war and under Japanese occupation. But by now, the major part has been beautifully reconstructed, displaying many big and imposing buildings, parks, and wide avenues. While outside of the center, houses and dwellings are still of the more native and original kind, while the churches still strongly remind us of the Spanish period. I had an excellent view from my high hotel room, overlooking Manila Bay, within the distance the ancient fortress of Corregidor, at the tip of the famous Bataan Peninsula, you know, the Bataan Peninsula, where for so long the battles raged between the invader and the defender. It was almost unbelievable that I was standing here now, 14 years after the final struggle had ended. As time goes by, I thought, and whistled the melody under my breath. I hadn't had much sleep on the plane, but I was feeling fit, all right, just the same, and determined to make the most of my 3 days stay here. My friends took care of that, all right. They didn't give me much time to relax, and I'm grateful for that, because it showed me a great many things within a short time. They first took me by car out into the country, the real countryside, outside town, and some 30 miles south of it, to get an impression of land, people, and nature. It certainly was worth the while. What I saw was 100% plus, tropical, colorful, and romantic, especially, of course, to the eye of the newly arrived traveler. Driving south at a rather fast pace, I soon found myself drenched in color. Yes, drenched in the most vivid colors and the very exotic atmosphere all around me. There is an immense variety of tropical trees and exotic flowers. Flamboyance and bougainvilleas galore, some trees that show more blossoms than leaves, all kinds of palm trees, coconut trees, varingings, banana trees, pineapple trees, pineapple plantations, all over the place. And mango fruit trees. Yes, the mango, or mango, is the most delicious fruit ever tasted. Oh, I'm still nostalgic of it, of the mango. And then, of course, there are the rice fields. But these rice fields were still dry and unplanted. They were just, well, I think you call them savas, as they do in the Indies. They were waiting for the rainy season, when the inundated fields are planted. I just escaped that rainy season, the monsoon, and I'm not sorry for it. It would have hampered many of our plans. The houses along the roadside were mostly of typical native construction, bamboo affairs on poles, with picturesque little verandas and shady nooks, and threaded palm leaf roofs. One would judge that these would be blown to shreds at the first gust of a tropical breeze, but that isn't so. Flexibility is great, and these houses, just as the trees and plants around them, sway in the breeze, offering far less obstruction to the wind than the regular construction of stone and wood. These people certainly know what to do. After some time, our road led us upward to kind of a hill station. A hill station, I would term it. It was called Tagaytay. Tagaytay. Want to know how to write it? All right. T-A-G-A-Y-T-A-Y. Tagaytay. And the most exotic and romantic place, with what I would term an almost prehistoric view. Imagine a very wide and mountainous panorama, at the foot of which landscape there was a large lake from which, like a huge chimney, rose an extinct volcano, holding majestic sway over the scene around it, while low-hanging blue-gray clouds gave this spectacle an eerie and yet beautiful atmosphere that was difficult to take in and digest at the first moment of coming into sight. So we settled down to some serious drinking. First of all, pineapple juice, and later to be followed by several scotches. Not only because it was hot, but also to keep a bold front in the face of so much impressive and overwhelming scenery around you. After a dinner of rice and chicken, we felt very happy up here at Tagaytay, and I shall never forget this spot. With all these wonders of nature, and in the jolly company of friends, yet I discovered that there was also another side to the story, which is less agreeable, and of which one has to be aware. Although war and guerrilla warfare is officially over since long, there are still armed bands in the mountains, who now and then come down to shoot up and pillage villages and farmsteads and people in the street or on the road. Quite some stories are still doing the rounds, and I heard some of them. Now I know why you were driving so fast all the way, I intimated to my friend. Let's have one more for the road, he said, with a twinkle in his eye, and let's be back in town before dark. We were. Next day, I was taken to two of the largest radio stations in Manila. The MBC, which stands for Manila Broadcasting Corporation, and CBS, which stands for the Chronicle Broadcasting System. Sounds familiar, like the American NBC and CBS, but you just heard the names, Manila Broadcasting Corporation and Chronicle Broadcasting System, after a newspaper of the same name, Chronicle. After having been shown over the very modern American-like studio facilities, I was invited to appear in the country's highest-rated entertainment program, compared, or as you want to say, emceed by a very good-looking lady by the name of Lila. The program was called Students' Canteen. Students' Canteen. It was an English talent scouting program and lasted for 1 hour, half of which period I was on with the principal performers who quizzed me questions about my country, my career, my travels, and my languages. When they finally found out that I also spoke Spanish, the roof came off. The audience really blew the lid, as the saying goes. Yes, Spanish tradition is still great in the Philippines, and it doesn't happen often there to hear the language spoken by a fellow from abroad, especially not by one hailing from Holland. Well, that was a fine and friendly experience, and a jolly one, too, with all these young students about. One more little experience before I'm ending today's story. My friend said, you haven't seen Manila if you haven't been at the Yayalay. What? The Yayalay? Yes, the Yayalay. You speak Spanish, do you? Yes, I do. And all of a sudden, I knew Yayalay isn't really Spanish, it is Basque. From the northern Spanish country of Basque. The Basques, you know, B-A-S-Q-U-E. S-K. The Yaya Lai. All right, I'll spell that. Y-A-Y-A-L-A-I. Pronounced Yaya Lai. Nice name, a Basque name. It is a very popular ball game, also called in Spain sometimes pelota. Pelota means ball in Spanish. In most Spanish-speaking countries, they play pelota. Spectators go nuts over it, and everybody is in a frenzy when the odds are run high. I say again, when the odds are running high. And to enhance its attraction, very considerable betting is done. So I went to the Yaya Lai that last evening with my Dutch friend, who loves it too. We watched the professional players with their curved baskets tied to their right arm throw the stone-hard ball against a high wall in front of them to be caught or missed on the rebound, all with terrific strength and speed. The spectators cheered or jeered until pandemonium was complete. We, too, did our betting and lost $20. But we won on the fun. It was a great evening and in a very typical atmosphere at the Yaya Lai in Manila. And that, my friends, must be all for today. I have tried to convey to you some of my experiences during my short stay in the Philippines. I hope it gave you a fleeting impression of this tropical and colorful land just above the equator. Next Sunday, with your approval, a report on Bangkok, Thailand, land of the free. Siam, one of the most exotic places in the world. Meanwhile, goodbye, Manila. Hope to see you again.
And that was the one and only Eddie Start, recorded in 1959, talking about his travels to Manila. And there's actually a number of segments like that he recorded. And if you enjoyed that one and enjoyed hearing Eddie on this edition of the show, let me know and we will bring to you some other clips of Eddie from the early days of the Happy Station Show. And for those who are listening to this for the very first time, Eddie hosted and created this show way back in 1927 and remained with it until December 1969. Yes, he hosted it for more than 40 years. You can easily get in touch with me by going to the PCJ Media website at pcjmedia.com, click on Email Keith, and that will send an email directly to me, or you can also send an email to us here at the Happy Station. Our email address is pcj.happystation@gmail.com. That's pcj.happystation@gmail.com. Now, Eddie, of course, is from the Netherlands. And the Netherlands is a country that, well, I decided that when I retire, this is the place that I want to retire to. I've been to Holland on a number of occasions, and it is a country that is very special to me. But I have to tell you, I'm not a big fan of Amsterdam. If you want to find out more about the Dutch and you visit Holland, don't go to Amsterdam. You have to go to other cities like Maastricht, up in the north in Groningen, Flevoland, Port Almere, Rotterdam, Utrecht, Hilversum, even Bussum. Bussum, by the way, is a town that I want to live in. I love Bussum, by the way, which is next to Hilversum. It's around 5 to 10 minutes by train. But it is wonderful, absolutely wonderful place. And I remember when I went to the beach. Now, you would think to yourself, Holland, the beach? It's not exactly a beach-type country. But there is a place called Zandvoort, which if you take the train from the central train station in Amsterdam, the train goes right to the beach, literally right to the beach. It's walking distance from the train station, about 5 minutes. And depending, of course, on what time of year you go, it is a very, very beautiful place to actually go for the weekend. So I thought that would be our next stop musically. We're going to take a listen to the Freddie Dyke Singers playing a song that was composed by Jaap Valkoff called Zandvoort to the Sea here on the International Happy Station.
Let's go to Zandvoort, to the sea, all together, the family. Father and mother, your sister and your brother, take the train, take the bike, take the bus or what you like. Let's go to Zandvoort, to the sea, all together, the family.
sun. We shall have a lot of fun. Let's go to Zandvoort to the sea. Now I've been working day and night, I'm longing for the sea. Today is Saturday, a holiday for you and me. So pack up all our things, cause there is no time for delay. Let's leave the town right now, don't wait too long, let's go away. Today there'll be no sorrow, only laughter in the air. Just look around and you'll see happy faces everywhere. Let's go to Zandvoort, to the sea. All together, the family. Father and mother, your sister and your brother. Take the train, take the bike, take the bus, or what you like. Let's go to Zandvoort, to the sea. All together, the family. In the sand or in the sun, we shall have a lot of fun. Let's go to Zandvoort, to the sea.
Zandvoort to the Sea, the Freddie Dyke Orchestra and Singers, with a song that was composed by Jaap Velkoff many, many moons ago. Now, after my first trip to Holland, the next place that I headed to was an area of the world where Holland has a big connection, and that is South Africa. I spent 3 weeks in Cape Town and also visited Pretoria and Johannesburg. But I have to tell you, of all the places in South Africa, the area that I love the most is Cape Town. It is absolutely beautiful. And it is one of those places that, because it's not far from the vineyards, you know, if you do head down to Cape Town, you have to head to wine country and go on a wine tour, which is wonderful because you can visit different vineyards, you can sample a bit of this, you can sample a bit of that, and then by the end of the day, you're going, ay, and it feels like you have a hangover. But nevertheless, it depends, of course, how much you drink, but it is still the most beautiful area of the country. Now we're going to take a listen to a piece of music that is very well known in South Africa. It's called Suke Bozich. Here's Hos Wende on the International Happy Station. our last selection today, we head back up to Europe, to Austria, to Vienna, Austria, to be more specific. Now, every year, the New Year's Eve concert that's held in Vienna is a worldwide tradition. It's broadcast around the world on radio, television, and satellite. And Austria is a very special place, very unique, wonderful culture, and Vienna is, it is probably one of the most classier of any of the European cities. Now, I'm not putting any of the other European cities down, because every European city has its own flavor, from Stockholm to Paris to London to Berlin to Amsterdam. But Vienna. Vienna, Vienna, Vienna. And I remember when I was in Vienna, I had to go and see a performance of some Johann Strauss, which, of course, if you're going to visit Austria, you really have to do that. So let's now have a little bit of Strauss, the Blue Danube Waltz, but, well, with a bit of a different arrangement. It's a big band arrangement of this Johann Strauss classic performed by Karl Wanner and his orchestra.
Thank you.
Kai Wanner and his orchestra with a big band arrangement of Johann Strauss's The Blue Danube Waltz. And with that, we've come to the end of this edition of the International Happy Station Show. I hope you enjoyed our worldwide tour, and I also hope you enjoyed hearing Eddie Starts on today's program, because a few of you who remember Eddie, and those who'd never heard of Eddie before, said they would like to hear him. So there it was, and we'll do that again at some point. All right, I want to tell you about a few program notes. Coming up next week is going to be a special edition of The Happy Station Show, Happy Station's Tribute to Radio. And then the following week, for the last show for this month, my special guest is going to be none other than American actor Dick Van Patten. Coming up later today at 16 hours UTC, I'm going to be joined by a special guest. Her name is Paulette McQuarrie, and she's the host of the show that I told you about earlier, Nash Holas, because her show, Nash Holas, is now going to be distributed by PCJ Media and will be airing on shortwave Saturdays at 2 hours UTC. So tomorrow, Saturday at 2 hours UTC, you can listen to Nash Holas, which is 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on 9,955 kilohertz. Before we end off, I want to remind you again of our website. It's very easy. It's pcjmedia.com. That's www.pcjmedia.com. We have a poll running right now. Go and cast your vote for your favorite Happy Station host. So the question for our poll is, who is your favorite Happy Station show host? And the candidates for our vote is... Well, that makes no sense. That sounds very strange, doesn't it? the candidates, or rather, I should say, the people you can vote for are: number one, Eddie Starts; number two, Tom Maher; number three, Pete Myers; number four, Jonathan Gruber; and number five, yours truly. So go ahead and vote. I know that Tom is leading, and I'm second, and Eddie is third, but that's okay with me. I didn't expect to come first anyway. Anyway, let me see. Is that it? Is that it for now? Oh, yes. The other thing that I want to mention, if you go to the PCJ Media website, you can now listen to the streaming version of this show. And very soon, you'll hear other programs from PCJ Radio Online, which is going to be done through Live 365. All right. That's it. That's all we have time for. So on behalf of our technician, Kevin Lee, our production assistant, Johann Backer, this is Keith Perron all the way in Taipei, Taiwan, saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.